Welcome to Transition, Gadgets 360's gaming and pop culture podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about Red Dead Redemption 2, which is a game that's releasing in October. It's developed by Rockstar, which is also the studio behind Grand Theft Auto, a very, very small series that maybe, you know, no one has ever heard of. So this game is apparently going to be coming to PC, as has been revealed by certain leaks. Yes, Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming on PC. It's a big deal because the previous game was not on PC and probably will never make it to PC, something that we celebrated a lot here at Gadgets 360. So to do a depressing podcast where everyone's really sad and crying about the PC port, we have our games editor, Rishi Alwani.
Correction, it's actually Rockstar Studios, because there are multiple studios working on Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, yes.
It's like Max Payne 3, which had multiple studios. And depends on your definition of depressing, but it seems that a PC version is likely. And we also have a friend of the podcast, Mike.
Yeah, Mikhail Madnani.
Yeah, PC version was gonna happen, but we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Right then. So let's jump right in. First of all, how did this happen? Like, how do we know that RDR2 is coming to PC?
Oh wait, I thought first of all you were shocked that we aren't talking about PUBG or Fortnite.
Yeah, well, considering the last three episodes, that is actually a shock.
Yeah. Where are we dropping, bro?
What essentially has happened was there's a GTA 5 Easter egg hunting group called TGFG. And they essentially are a welcoming network of people who decided to, you know, scrounge around the internet and figure out what's up with Red Dead Redemption 2. Turns out that they found a Rockstar developer profile which said that the game, which had a developer list that it's coming to PC on his LinkedIn. And it turns out that, this got picked up by a bunch of sites, us included. And there you have it. That's how we know. Long story short, a developer got a little lazy on his LinkedIn.
Or trigger happy, I'd say.
Yeah, probably trigger happy and listed it. Now, what's interesting, though, is the user reaction to this. Because Red Dead Redemption 2 on console is 4,000 rupees starting price in India. And there's obviously limited editions and ultimate edition as well. But fact of the matter is, the moment news broke that it's going to be coming to PC and that it was seen to be true, there are a lot of people who are like, yeah, we're going to cancel our console pre-orders and just get it on PC. Reason being, they expect it to be cheaper, which is not a wrong estimate. Because GTA 5 was $2,499. Which is not too bad when you compare it to the dollar pricing abroad. India was like $20 cheaper. And GTA 4 was $4.99, which is like $10 at that time.
Yeah, but with that, you kind of got what you paid for in terms of port.
Yeah, you did. So that's the situation here. I mean, Rockstar has traditionally been good with pricing in countries like India. So people are actually looking forward to a PC version more than console.
But then we saw what happened with GTA Premium Online Edition, right? Where it was super expensive on Steam. And there was no physical PC version of that, as in there still hasn't been. So Rockstar pricing maybe 2 years ago was very different from it now. In fact, for a lot of publishers, 2 years ago was at least for gamers in India who only play on PC, times were better. But then now you have games getting more expensive. GPUs also currently in a state of flux and some weird stuff happening over there. So we don't need to say if Red Dead 2 is probably going to show up on PC a year or two after console for sure. But having it confirmed now, more or less, basically by this, I still don't see it being less than 3,000 rupees when it does show up on PC. And if it does show up, first, we don't even know whether it's going to be on Steam, but we'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, to actually add to what you said, Mike, is that, there is a good chance it might be priced higher. And you also do bring up the GTA 5 Premium Online Edition. But here's the other thing. GTA 5 Standard Edition is, I think, under 2,000 rupees right now.
Yeah, but the thing is, the way Steam pricing works, very few developers and publishers actually go back and change their old pricing when fluctuations happen abroad. They usually leave that and you can see the new price trends with the newer releases. The only exception to this is Bandai Namco, who probably use a dartboard and throw to decide whether they want regional pricing or not for games in India. Like Dragon Ball FighterZ and Ni No Kuni were above 4,000, at least Dragon Ball when it was available over here. While you have other games like Sword Art Online, Fatal Bullet, which was priced under 1,000 rupees, so you can't really say. But both Rockstar and 2K are now moving towards the more expensive pricing on PC. And in Rockstar's case, you can't buy a Steam key for GTA outside Steam. Any version you buy outside Steam is the Rockstar Social Club version. And given how well Rockstar games sell in general, they'd be stupid to release it on Steam and not take advantage of Rockstar Social, considering how many other developers seem to be moving away. Most recently, seemingly Bethesda with Fallout 76.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're seeing, and it's been quite the trend of late. We've seen it at Destiny 2, we've seen it at Black Ops 4, we're possibly going to see it at Fallout 76. Where at least with Fallout 76, you can't buy the game from Steam. You can't pre-order from Steam. You can pre-order it on PSN and Xbox Live, but you can't pre-order on Steam. You can only pre-order it on Bethesda.net. And I think a lot of it also has to do with Steam's own curation policies, which is to say there is no curation at all. And the fact that the only games that don't make it to Steam eventually are those which are illegal, essentially. So, I mean, I won't be surprised if we see more publishers take that route. I mean, Ubisoft's already halfway there. With Uplay, Uplay's thing, yeah, but then they still have the games on Steam. But essentially, you buy them on Steam and you have to use Uplay either way. And Blizzard wasn't on Steam to begin with, so that's another thing. EA dropped off a long time ago. It's just a matter of time. To me, the only big holdovers are still 2K to a large degree and possibly Square Enix.
So the other thing with, like you mentioned, Ubisoft and Steam, they are in a very interesting position. What they usually do is, you can buy their games very cheap compared to the Steam price outside Steam, but those are only Uplay codes. In fact, they also do higher discounts for their Uplay versions than they do for Steam. So, like, if you want to buy on Steam, you're usually paying more for the quote-unquote convenience for yourself or the added DRM, as many others look at it. So, I don't think Ubisoft will move out, even though they are slowly removing their older catalog and keeping it only on Uplay. Ubisoft's kind of like, you know, they're like sailing happily right now. They don't want to like rock the boat too much with that. But I'd see Bethesda moving like pretty, like with Fallout 76, I think they'll move. Like, and with Activision, if you'll notice that multiplayer focused games are outside Steam, but the single player ones like Sekiro, which they're publishing from Software's new IP, and the Crash Bandicoot Trilogy Remaster, which is showing up next week, those are on Steam because they're single player. Red Dead Redemption 2, even though all of us, like both of us at least who are looking forward to it, want to buy it for single player, for Rockstar, it's a multiplayer cash cow. That's how they look at it. So it's another candidate for a game they could release outside.
Yeah, exactly. It seems to me like increasingly Steam is the new CES where, you know, nothing of importance happens or is present. And it's kind of sad to see that actually, because initially, I mean, all of us were on the Steam bandwagon for one reason and one reason alone, which is that Steam is the only, I mean, used to be the only sort of game client, including PSN and Xbox Live, that could maximize your internet bandwidth. And
it still pretty much does that, but then...
But now it's not the only one, right? Now Origin also does it really well.
And also like Steam, this is the problem when you like, they aren't doing anything. You remember what happened with when Apple like did nothing with the UI? With iOS, they just like left it for like a long time, and then iOS 7 came and all. Steam does nothing. Like, I cannot think of anything good they've done in the last few years for gaming.
Yeah, I mean it's tragic, right? Because it was essentially the Trojan horse that everyone installed for Half-Life 2, and I mean it's moved from strength to strength. We've seen situation. I mean I've been on Steam since 2003. It's like almost been 15 years on Steam, and honestly, I mean I've seen every shift from a client that's barely changed all the way up to up to seeing actual dollar pricing for Steam. There was a period of time before regional pricing as well where everything was in USD and you could only use your credit card. Debit cards wouldn't work. And and every time there's a sale, people would actually care and, you know, pick up stuff. There were flash sales which people actually cared
about.
Yeah, like
it actually got you to check the store every day. Yep. Unlike now where you, like when the sale is live, you just wait a few days for this thing to settle. And then just pick up whatever you want, and it's not really a big deal. I don't know, but
I mean, it seems
they keep ditching the stuff they invest into. Like they'll get excited about something, they'll do something for a few months, and then they'll just let it die eventually.
Yeah, I mean, Steam seems to be in a state of decay. Oh, so I mean,
which might not come to Steam given the studio got acquired by Microsoft, but we can never say. But before going on much of a tangent over there, back to Red Dead Redemption 2. Rockstar would be smart to, like, you know, not release it on Steam. Sure, you'd lose out on the customers who only buy stuff on Steam, but Rockstar's name itself and Red Dead Redemption as a brand is enough to pull people away. It's kind of like Bethesda with Fallout and Elder Scrolls. These are brands and IPs that can actually get people to go wherever they want.
Yeah, and also, it's not like Rockstar hasn't done this before. We've seen them use Rockstar Social Club since GTA 4. It was there on Max Payne 3 as well. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, the physical versions of Max Payne, I could be wrong here, were Rockstar Social Club. And at the time, there was massive difference in pricing. So you already have an audience that probably already has in one way or another a Rockstar Social Club installed. And it's just a question of pushing them over. The big challenge I see with Rockstar actually making the switch to Rockstar Social Club full time is perhaps a lack of experience. Because at the end of the day, I mean, what's Rockstar known for? Rockstar's known for its games. They're not known for any decent client like Blizzard is. Blizzard's been doing this since 98 with Battle.net. So to me, that seems to be a big concern, whether they actually have the bandwidth and infrastructure to actually pull this off. Because, I mean, EA's been doing it for a while. Ubisoft's been doing it for a while. And we've had Activision doing it in a large way for the last couple of years. Does Rockstar actually have the infrastructure, bandwidth, and wherewithal to pull it off? Remains to be seen. But then, I mean, the other part of it, as Mike said, is that if they're looking at it as a multiplayer cash cow, the math kind of adds up. Why would you give Steam even 30%, which is what usually the revenue structure is, 70% for the developer, 30% for Steam? Why would you let go of 30% when you'd rather take that percentage and put it back to make a better game? So,
or into your client, like, you know, exactly. the from the Social Network movie, what's better than like $1,000, $1 billion or something like that? That quote, like, why would they're leaving money on the table essentially?
Yeah.
And like, I'd like to stress this again that Red Dead Redemption 2, even though they've not announced it for PC, this leak, it's just like another step into confirming it. Rockstar is going to like probably do this going forward where they just do PC later. So what they do is, it'll come out on PS4 and Xbox One now. They might do enhanced versions for the next consoles that come out, and then the PC version will show up later. Like, it worked for them brilliantly with GTA 5.
Which, I mean, to the point where GTA 5 is the highest selling entertainment product of all time.
Yeah, so it worked over there. Like, people can be angry about, oh, you're going for double and triple dips and all, but that means nothing if you end up buying it in the end. It's like, you can get angry as much as you want. As long as you pay them, they don't care.
And more importantly, I mean, that cynical viewpoint aside, is that the Rockstar has a pretty good track record. I mean, there's enough of affinity for people to double dip or triple dip. And while at the same time, they are going to focus on making sure multiplayer is good, their Take-Two CEO, which is Rockstar's parent company, Strauss Zelnick, he in fact just said in a recent interview that single-player games aren't going anywhere. So they are aware that, yeah, it's important to have a good core single-player experience to get people to buy the games and keep them hooked off when that's over with good multiplayer. So I think for them, it's going to be equally important to ensure that the crowd's taken care of. I mean, I can't think of a single Rockstar game I haven't double dipped on. And yes, that includes GTA 4.
No, for me, San Andreas probably. I've only bought it once so far, and that was a mistake. But everything else, yeah, like bought multiple times across different platforms, even on mobile, even on those, even the garbage PS2 and PS4 versions, which they've released just to just buy it again. So yeah, but like aside from Red Dead 2 on PC, which whatever, I don't think they're going to announce until they slowly see the money which comes into multiplayer on console slow down. They're not going to announce the PC version until that's over. But they do want you to buy the special and ultimate editions, which are showing up over here.
Yeah, and where those are concerned, you do get a bit of a head start, at least on multiplayer mode, even though it hasn't been announced yet. Yes, it will. And plus, you even get a bunch of other items to help you on your way in single player. But how much are they, Mike?
So the standard edition, like at least from what we can see right now available in India, unlike past Rockstar releases, the standard edition is not going to have the usual map poster inside it. You're going to need to buy the slightly more expensive special edition, which comes with a slipcase and a map. This is something which usually would have been there in the base game. Then there's the ultimate edition, which is more expensive than that. And as of now, the highest tier priced edition with the game, which has a steelbook, a map, and lots of online content. So the standard edition is 4,000, which is now the new price point for AAA in India, from the looks of things. The special edition, which is the mid-tier one, which has some DLC and it has the map and slipcase, is 5,200 or 5,199. And the most expensive edition is 6,499, which is the ultimate edition. And note that this isn't that big edition, which has all the cards and the dog tags and stuff like that. I think it has dog tags in one big box. That doesn't include the game. And from the looks of it, it's not showing up in India. But yeah, the Ultimate Edition has a steelbook. It has some online content. It has lots of bonus outfits and other stuff. $6,499.
So you think cheaper, any of this
still will... cheaper than the Shadow of the Tomb Raider Croft Edition?
Yeah. But, so you think any of this will make it to PC at all?
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance that
they probably won't do multiple physical SKUs for PC. Digitally, it'll have all the same SKUs, if not more, at that time, because I'm sure, like, how there's GTA 5 Premium Online Edition. By the time this does show up on PC, there will be another variant for Red Dead Redemption 2, assuming the online catches on as GTA 5 online did. But at retail, there's likely just going to be one edition.
I mean, I don't know. The way I see it, yeah, for most of the world, retail will probably get one edition. But in select markets, probably Germany, Poland, strong PC strongholds, we're probably going to see multiple editions there. And so for those of you who are collectors, yeah, you might want to make your arrangements accordingly. But that being said, what's going to be interesting is to know what kind of PC you'll need to actually play it on PC, play Red Dead Redemption 2 on PC. And I mean, it also depends who Rockstar's partnering up with. For GTA 5, it partnered with both Nvidia and AMD. And the performance is pretty good across the board. So knowing them, they'd probably remain agnostic as usual. And what would be interesting is if they actually do anything with Intel, because Intel has a new GPU division, which has a GPU out in 2020. So who knows, we might just see them tie up with Intel as well. That being said, if you're wondering what you need to run Red Dead Redemption 2, we just say wait till the game's out and then take a call. I don't even go by the spec they recommend when they announce a spec. Wait till the game is out. See what the performance numbers are like, and then take a call. Because if our experience with other PC games are to be taken into account, it's always better to wait till the game's out and then buy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some games such as Nier Automata have taught us that, right?
Yeah, yes. Which has still not been patched over a year after
release.
I mean,
that modder, someone who gave a mod, has actually patched it better than Square Enix itself. Which
Square Enix hasn't patched it. Yeah. The modder, FAR is the name of the mod. That's the only way you can actually play the game in full screen without issues. That's the kind of state Square Enix has left the port in. And again, people are angry with them, but it sold more than 600,000 copies on Steam. So I don't think Square Enix is like probably the gif of someone crying with all the money and all that. So,
yeah, so.
I don't think that's going to matter much. But yeah, but Rockstar's been good with patches. Like GTA 5 is really good on PC. They've been good with it. So the only problem is there have been instances where your Rockstar Social Club account gets hacked and you kind of lose access to the game because it's tied to that. So another thing I'm thinking about is what if Red Dead Redemption 2 has something like a battle pass for online?
Yeah, I mean, that's quite likely.
It seems to be really popular now. A lot of people, like even PUBG is going back to it. And
yeah.
After suing like Epic for apparently copying Fortnite and stuff like that, so
yeah,
battle pass seems to be working out really well for Epic. They're making a ton of money across all platforms. In fact they made $100 million just on iOS in 90 days. So Red Dead 2 having something like this, I can see it happening.
I don't know, I mean, it would depend if they get the game mode right. It's not like you could just have a battle pass in on its own. You need to have a game mode that makes sense, and with Fortnite it makes sense because of the battle royale mode. I mean, it's not like they're doing it in Save the World. So the question is, if Red Dead Redemption 2 has Battle Royale, which has been leaked in the past as well, that it might be a thing, then yeah, it would make sense. But then again, to what degree? Because the way I see it, the advantage Fortnite has is because it's so thematically diverse. You can get away with putting almost anything in that game. I don't know if Rockstar has the leeway with Red Dead Redemption 2.
They kind of do with GTA. You've seen how crazy online gets. Like, it doesn't follow any of the story lore. It doesn't follow any, like, physics conventions also to some extent, like with some
True.
Of the modes. So they could pull something off, like, you know, like, I mean, Red Dead had Undead Nightmare with zombies. Like, that
yeah.
pretty much gives you an indication that they'll pull whatever they want as long as it works.
True, that's there. But then, I don't know. Take-Two and Rockstar, I think they might just follow the wait-and-see approach, because the other part of it is, you have to understand, is that while Battle Pass is a thing and Fortnite's made a ton of money, PUBG did something similar, and people did the math and they realized to get all that content, you have to play 8 hours a day for 30 days. If you don't pay for it. So obviously, if Rockstar does something like this, it's going to be scrutinized with an electron microscope by a legion of fans. And I think they're going to just wait and see. That seems to be the best approach. I mean, even if you look at EA and their approach to Battle Royale, they said it's coming to Battlefield 5, but they've just left it at that. Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure whatever you're charging people, you're doing it in a fashion that doesn't give you any bad publicity. And I mean, let's be honest, we have enough guinea pigs for that. We've seen EA get in trouble with loot boxes. We're seeing Activision receiving a flack for their season pass approach to Black Ops 4, wherein you can only buy the get the season pass with the deluxe edition of the game. So my point is, I have a feeling it's just going to be a wait and see approach from Rockstar with regards to Red Dead Redemption 2. Besides, knowing them, I think the focus is just going to ensure that there's a good single player out of the gate, with multiplayer being a secondary thing down the line.
Yeah, but do we have any guesses as to which year the PC version will release for Red Dead Redemption 2?
I would assume the safest is earliest middle 2019.
I'd say 2020, straight up. Simply okay. Because, let's be honest, if you look at it from a pure business standpoint, why would you want to kill off console sales? All right, your PC. The PC,
it's not gonna kill off that many, though.
It would. I mean, at the end of the day.
I mean, if you look at India, maybe, but given the sales of GTA in general, when they announced the PC version, you know, when Sony showed it off at E3, the GTA 5 is coming to PS4 and was announced for Xbox and PC. It didn't really matter. It sold so much more on console.
I don't know. I think that at that time, you also have to keep the time frame in mind. In 2014. You had a situation where console games did look significantly better than their PC counterparts without spending a ton of money on new gaming hardware for PC. Now we're in a situation where, yeah, consoles are affordable, but the visual fidelity isn't that large versus PC right now. And if you remember what happened to GTA 5 when it initially came out on PS3 and Xbox 360, was that there were a ton of people, some who I shall not name, who are still in the scene, who are like, oh, we can't play GTA on console because of the frame rate. So I won't be surprised if Rockstar waits until they've, you know, made as much as they can from console and then push it out on PC with all the bells and whistles that certain frame rate purists prefer. So I think it's going to be a situation where 2020 probably to coincide with PS5 and next Xbox releases, if at all. But definitely not in the near future. You're looking at least a year and a half, 2 years before we see a PC version. Nothing before that. It doesn't make sense. They want people to double dip and triple dip. And whether they end up playing it long term or not, they've already made their money on $60.
So. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's all we have for Red Dead Redemption 2. I think we can safely move to the games we've been playing this week.
Yes.
Yeah. So apart from Exploding Kittens, I really haven't been playing anything else. Waiting for a game that we can't really talk about yet. May be playing that. Can we?
Yeah, we can.
There's no embargo.
Cool, no problem. So then, yeah, it's The Crew 2. I think I did check out the beta quite heavily, and we've just about received code for the game just now. So what I'm really looking forward to is driving from one coast of America to the other, because I think Forza Horizon 3 did cheat a bit. While they had Australia as a location, you couldn't exactly drive across the whole of Australia. It was more one area to another, which sort of simulated the best of Australia, which is outback, the coastal roads and all of that. And also, yeah, don't forget the jungles and mountains and all that. And even the expansions added that Blizzard Mountain and Hot Wheels. It's all crazy stuff. But there wasn't really that insane driving from one city to another in the US and going from coast to coast experience. So I'm looking forward to that. And apart from that, also switching from a car to a plane directly and suddenly flying off. Yeah, that's also something I am looking forward to.
Yeah, in my case, I was playing the Crew 2 beta as well. And I found the controls a little too floaty for my liking. So I'm probably going to wait it out, see what Pranay says in his review that we should be reading next week before, you know, deciding whether I should bother.
Yeah, but with arcade racing games, it's sort of become an expected thing, right? Only simulation racers nowadays offer really realistic controls.
Yeah,
with arcade, it's always the experience has to be basically you have to feel you're driving at a very, very high speed at all times. And, you know, the whole joy of cornering perfectly, etc. That's more Gran Turismo or, Forza 7, I was going to say, but no, I should probably just shut my mouth before I say that.
Yeah, so basically Crew Beta, and then I finished the good guy run of Prey, which was quite amusing, versus the bad guy run. I just fired up another round of Witcher on the 1X, and it looks so good, as good as the PC version. It just makes you wonder, right? It's just a beautiful thing, the fact that, a $500 box can do just as well as a
two lakh rupees PC.
$200 PC. Yeah, it's quite refreshing.
But you don't get the precision controls which Geralt needs for the fantastic combat with mouse and keyboard.
Oh, you mean the combat that? Oh man, let's not get into the combat. Like, I mean, let's just say that I am not the biggest fan of the combat, but the rest of it's good. So yeah, I've been playing a lot of that as well. So basically those two. Probably looking forward to checking out Vampyr next. So that.
Mikhail?
Been playing a lot of Fortnite on Rishi's favorite platform, the Nintendo Switch.
Oh yeah, is Red Dead Redemption 2 coming to Switch?
As of now, it's not coming. That's the answer which they want to hear. But in general, no, it's not going to come.
Yeah.
But Rockstar is going to release something else on Switch. I can bet money on it because there is no way they did the whole infrastructure of linking your Nintendo account to Rockstar Social Club just for a single player L.A. Noire.
Yeah, come on. Max Payne 3 and 2 and 1.
I would hope they'd port good games instead. But
you take that back.
So yeah, like basically been playing a lot of Fortnite. A lot of people have been playing it on my friends list, so just been jumping and playing with them and all. It plays really well with the Pro Controller. Not a fan of playing with the Joy-Cons because of how you need to use the analog sticks and some of the face buttons quickly to do some stuff. So not a fan of that. And other than that, not been playing much. Built a Gunpla RX-78-2. You should Google
what
that.
What the heck is a Gunpla?
Gundam.
Why should we care?
A Gundam. Because, so Bandai Namco has this new game called New Gundam Breaker, which turned out to be absolute garbage, which released on PS4 and is coming to PC soon. Rishi and I are fans of the other games. In fact, both of us have them. And so I decided to like actually play the beta of this one on the Japan PSN store, and it was terrible. It felt like giant robots are floating in water. The controls were so bad, it looked really bad. And
so basically the Crew 1 at launch.
I wouldn't insult the Crew 1 at launch after playing this. This kind of felt worse than the earliest version of For Honor, which we played. So yeah, like just built one of those because I had one from Amazon.com and I ordered another one. Amazon India has a few of them, so I ordered one to make. And gonna try that. And yeah, I've been playing this game called Gundam Breaker 3 Break Edition, which is essentially the complete or Game of the Year edition with all DLC for Gundam Breaker 3, which is a game about giant robots destroying other robots, breaking off their parts, as the name suggests, to use to make your robot stronger with another story. So this is a game which is available only in Asia, in English, obviously, on PS4 and Vita, and you can play it, you can import it, it's region free and all. So like, been playing that properly now because Bandai Namco's proper quote-unquote Western reboot of the series is actually really bad. So yeah.
Cool. That's about it for this episode of Transition, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at Gadgets360. And if you have any questions, comments or feedback, do write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. The music for this episode comes via Magnus Solai Paulson, whose album PPP PPP is where the tracks are from. And if you like this show, don't forget to subscribe to us via Apple Podcasts on your iPhone, the Google app or Google Podcasts on your Android phone. Just search for Transition Podcast Gadgets360 and you'll find us. And also, if you have a PC or a Mac where you listen to this, iTunes is a good place to find this podcast, or gadgets360.com. Thank you so much for listening.